Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Economic Development Group Executive Director Ed Raber about the two market studies released showing how a potential Cedar Rapids casino could affect the revenue of the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and Washington County. This is part one of a two-part discussion.
3 years ago, when these Cedar Rapids, these groups and companies were approaching IRGC for a gaming license.
There was just one at the time.
Just one. Well, the last time this happened in 2014, it was voted down because the market studies that were done and were showing, you know, what the cannibalization effects would be.
Right.
Probably had a determining factor in the IRGC's decision.
Correct.
So I wonder, now that these two market studies that were released last week, how do you think these will influence their decision now?
Well, I think if you look at some of the data reported in both of the studies, they show what the current climate is. They show the last maybe 8 or 10 years of revenues, gross sales that all of the casinos in Iowa have had. And the trend for most all of them has been somewhat downward in the last few years, particularly. So in terms of, you know, what has changed, I think what the Gaming Commission, they're much more familiar with those numbers than I am. I just happen to look at them in a study. They see them and think about them every month, is that gaming revenue in Iowa has been on the downswing for several years. So that leaves a lot of properties around casinos, properties around the state of Iowa in a somewhat vulnerable position. People are gambling a little bit less, and there's a slightly softer market. They're not in the same place that they were even 3 years ago. So the only thing that has actually changed is that revenue is down. Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is actually one of the properties that has sort of maintained a level sales, maybe slightly declining over the last 3 or 4 years, but they're actually different than a lot of places. The other property that has enjoyed a big increase is another Keel Management managed property over in the Davenport area, where they built a new land-based casino to replace a riverboat that was on the river in Davenport, and that has generated significantly higher revenues than it was when it was a riverboat. So aside from that, everybody's down a little bit. That's the one change. I'd add that the Gaming Commission isn't charged with growing gaming revenue. They're looking to take good opportunities to grow revenue, but that their charge is not to maximize that. So although they have done that to tap untapped markets that didn't cannibalize significantly other properties, just because the market is down doesn't mean that they have to try to figure out ways to squeeze the last bit out. It's worth noting that because markets are down, it means that some of the properties around the state, including in eastern Iowa, are in a slightly more vulnerable position. And by cannibalizing them further, that does not strengthen them. In fact, that actually hurts them more. And you could actually, I think, see a downward spiral further just because of the cannibalization.
How does this situation going on right now, how it differs from 2014, what could really compel the IRGC to grant a license for a Cedar Rapids casino this time around?
The Marquette study that I was looking through, and some of their analysis is that 45% of their revenue would actually just be transferred from other casinos to them, and they probably would have more gamblers from Linn County that would use that than are currently using other casinos. So they'd be tapping themselves more. They also discussed, because none of these proposals include like hotels and a tremendous amount of other amenities. Two of the projects are really just places with slot machines, that there wouldn't be really much net growth in other spin-off things of food and other things, because that's already happening. Those people are already doing that. It would just maybe mean that some of that would happen in Cedar Rapids as opposed to other places. So really, a significant amount of all three of the Cedar Rapids casino proposals would simply be redistributing casino revenues from one place to another.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington Economic Development Group Executive Director Ed Raber. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.